But that's all about other people, and what role you play in the lives of other people doesn't sound like there's much of a person behind that. Hello and welcome to So Confused, the podcast where I am literally so confused about absolutely everything. My name is Mona Shimona, and first and foremost, I wanted to say thank you so much for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate your company. Today's episode is just going to be a short one. I just wanted to quickly explore a thought that I've been having. So recently, I've been thinking a lot about identity and identity formation and how over your life, you sort of begin to develop a sense of self. You are shaped by your environments, by the people you interact with, by your family, your friends, the media that you're interacting with. All of this stuff shapes you into the person that you are. And I remember being like 17, 18 and having this concept of finding myself and thinking about that a lot, like being like, okay, after I leave high school, I'm going to go to university and I'm going to find myself. I'm going to be like, this is who I am. This is what I like all that stuff. Like, I was so big on that whole idea of finding yourself. And I think in a way I did find myself or sort of form a bit of an identity for myself. But more recently, I've been asking myself, who am I? All over again. I thought that I knew who I was and was very set in my identity. And then all of a sudden I was like, I genuinely don't know who I am. And it was kind of stressing me out a bit. And I was so confused as to why I was feeling this way. And then I realized that this year has caused me to reanalyze so many things in my life. This year, I'm in a new environment. I'm around different people and all of this stuff. And I realized that a lot of my identity derived from who I am or what I am in relation to other people. So, for example, I have gone to school my whole life up until this year. And so part of my identity for years and years and years has been that I'm a student, and that's no longer a thing in my life. And so I'm no longer a student. And it would be my identity is like, okay, I'm a friend or I'm a daughter or I'm a sister. It's all about who I am in relation to other people and like what, you know, they might expect of me and what the role I am supposed to play is when I'm a student. Like, you know what you're supposed to do. You're a student, you go to school, you study, you do this, you do that. And now, not being in that environment anymore, I've been like, okay, now who am I? And I actually saw someone earlier speaking about this, and he was saying like he had spoken to his therapist and he was like, okay, well, I'm a good father, I'm a good husband, I'm a good friend, I'm a good this, you know, and the reason why I'm going to therapy is because I want to be great at those things. And I don't think I can get to that point by myself, otherwise I already would have. And she said, well, I'm hearing you explaining yourself a lot about being a good father, a good friend, a good this, a good that, but that's all about other people and what role you play in the lives of other people doesn't sound like there's much of a person behind that. And when I heard that, I was just like, whoa, 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 that is insane. Because a lot of the time when I do think about my identity, it is in relation to other people. And that's why I do think that it is important to have times in your life where you maybe have a lot more solitude or have a lot more time to yourself or to be by yourself to really figure out who you are separate from other people. Like, who are you truly? What do you truly like? What are your values? What are your beliefs? What are your genuine desires outside of what other people's expectations are of you or what your relationship is to other people? And even in these last few months, there's certain things or identities that I have been tagging along to myself for years and years and years, and now realizing that I no longer identify with them, and realizing that the only reason why I ever did identify with those things or consider those things to be an integral part of who I am is because it was society's expectation of me, or my parents' expectations of me, or my friends, whatever. And now having this time to really sit back and analyze and realize what my true values and desires and beliefs are. And it's hard because it takes a while to sift and sort through who you are and what is just what society's projecting onto you or what your friends are projecting onto you. And I think it's just made me realize how complex identity formation is, but also how important it is to take time to yourself and just truly figure out who you are as an individual. So I just wanted to speak about that today. That's all I had to say. And I would love to hear from any of you if you have any thoughts on how to really come to the conclusion of who you are and what is you and what is more about other people. And I'd love to hear any stories that you may have for me. So I'd love if you DM'd me at @soconfusedpodcast, @soconfused_podcast on Instagram. I love getting DMs from you guys. They genuinely make me so happy. So yeah, thank you so much. And I hope that you enjoy your weekend and the rest of the week going forward. And I will see you in the next episode.